your smoking leads to throat cancer and you have to have your voice box removed, you'll never talk normally again. Food and drink won't taste the same. You'll never be able to swim at the beach or shout for your favourite footy team. Smoking can take a lot away before it kills. This doesn't have to be you. Stop smoking now.
The director of Quit Tasmania is Abby Smith, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Abby.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for your time. As always, I appreciate it. This one's a pretty graphic campaign, and I guess it's a change in tack because we've been telling people for years that smoking can kill, but this one sort of highlights what it can do before it kills, so it can cause a lot of pain and agony.
Yes, that's exactly right, and this is probably one of the most graphic campaigns we've run in recent years. It's so graphic that one version, so we have multiple versions, but one version was actually rated as MA 15+, so it can only be shown after about 8:30, and then we do have two other kind of cut-down versions which can be played earlier.
Okay, and I mean, it's only been less than a week. In fact, I think you launched it on Sunday, but are you getting any feedback already?
Yeah, definitely coming through the Quit line in terms of the campaign motivating people to give quitting another go, which was really what we wanted to do, which we know that about 80% of Tasmanians want to quit smoking at some point, but we really wanted to raise quitting smoking to the top of their priority list, so not something that they do in a year's time, 6 months' time, but something that they do right now.
I have a regular spot with a local pharmacist, and we spoke about World No Tobacco Day on Monday coming up, in fact, and he said that sometimes he set a target, you know, make it New Year's Day, a New Year's Revolution, or make it World No Tobacco Day, I should say, on May the 31st. But this is quite timely, and people can sort of set a target. They don't have to say, well, I'm going to give up tomorrow. They can start to look towards World No Tobacco Day and think that's a good opportunity.
That's great. We definitely encourage people to try to quit on World No Tobacco Day. This year's theme, which is an international theme, is very relevant. It's Commit to Quit. And we would be encouraging people to take some steps towards quitting. So whether it's just thinking about it and starting to understand maybe why they quit in the first place, so whether it's the addictions, the habits, or the emotions that they tie to their smoking, or if they're ready to give quitting a go. And we would highly recommend that they contact the Quit line on 137848, but as well consider taking smoking cessation quitting medications, such as nicotine patches and gum, which we know really help to lead to success.
Yeah, and of course you can also, there's prescription medications like Zyban and Champix that have been proven quite effective. They do have some side effects, so obviously you need to have that discussion with your doctor.
That's exactly right, and a lot of these products can actually be subsidized through the PBS, so if you go talk with your GP.
Okay, so we know that Tasmania's got the highest smoking rate of any state in Australia. I think the average is around about 18%, 17%, but it's a bit higher in Tasmania. Are we seeing any movement on that? I know we've spoken about this at times in the past, but is it coming down, or is it sort of just stagnated at the moment?
No, so the evidence is suggesting that it is coming down. So it's definitely already at a low point historically. The last survey was done in about 2017, the National Health Survey, and so there should be another survey coming up soon, which I suspect will show that smoking rates continue to come down. Unfortunately, it's not the same across the population, so there's certain subgroups that we need to do more kind of targeted work with.
And you know, Abby, when I talk to smokers, I'm a non-smoker myself, never have been, but when I talk to them, I think most of them actually want to give up. I've never come across a smoker, or very rarely I've come across a smoker that says, yes, I love it, it's fantastic, and it makes me feel good. But I think they all understand what it's doing to them, but giving up is just so hard.
Well, exactly. And so I think if people want to generally start thinking about the benefits of not smoking, so I would say that most people talk about smoking being very expensive. A pack-a-day smoker is going to be spending well over $10,000 a year now on tobacco products. And so I think if you can consider how much you would save by not smoking and possibly what you could purchase or pay off with that extra money, you can consider that you would have a lot more time. So every packet of cigarettes you smoke takes about 2.5 hours of your time. So you would get a bit of time back, but you'd smell better, and of course the health impacts, which some health benefits are immediate, so even within 20 minutes. Others are longer, but so for example, up to 5 years, you know, your risk of heart attack is reduced to half that of a smoker. At 10 years, your risk of lung cancer reduces to half that of a smoker. So there's just so many benefits. But the first thing is remembering that most people, it's going to take them multiple times to quit.
Yeah, that's important.
It doesn't necessarily, it's not the end of the world if you relapse after a quit attempt, but the thing is just to keep making them, and eventually you will get there.
I think one of your previous campaigns was don't give up on giving up, and that still applies,
yep.
Of course. And the other thing, too, that people need to know if they want to quit smoking is that they don't have to do it alone. There's plenty of help available through Quit Tasmania. There's an app you can get on your phone, I think called My...
my Quit Buddy app.
That's it, yep. And, I mean, sometimes smokers, if they've got a friend or a colleague that smokes as well, they can try and do it together and give each other support too.
Yeah, definitely. Family and friends can be a great source of support. And also, if you are quitting, you can ask friends and family not to smoke around you. So there are things that they can do to make the quitting process easier on you as well.
Terrific, Abby. I've got to say, well done on the new campaign. I reckon it's pretty good, and you know, hopefully it may just jerk someone into thinking, well, you know, I've been going to give up for a while now, and if that's what's going to happen to me, then maybe I should finally take the plunge.
We hope so.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Good on you, Abby. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.